This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana voter registration penalty law has been permanently blocked. The Republican-backed law criminalized voters who inadvertently registered to vote elsewhere. A district court judge approved an agreement between pro-voting groups and Montana's Republican Secretary of State and Attorney General after more than a year of litigation challenging provisions of House Bill 892, which was signed into law in May 2023. House Bill 892 imposed criminal penalties and fines on people who registered and voted in Montana, but who had not provided their previous voter registration information from the jurisdiction from which they had moved. That requirement could lead to voters being criminalized for simply forgetting to fill out a portion of their voter registration. The plaintiffs argued that these parts of House Bill 892 violated the U.S. Constitution's guarantee of due process and burdened the right to vote under the First and 14th Amendments. In April 2024, the law was temporarily blocked when the district court judge granted the plaintiffs a preliminary injunction. The judge wrote, "The ability of Montana voters to register to vote without fear of felony criminal penalties appears to substantially implicate the public's interest in protecting the franchise." The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the district court's ruling, and so Montana is permanently prohibited from imposing criminal penalties on anyone who forgets to cancel their registration in other counties or a different state, or fails to provide their previous registration information when registering to vote in Montana. Gallatin College at MSU will be getting its own facility. In 2023, the Montana legislature passed House Bill 5, which included $23.5 million in funding for Gallatin College MSU. The university was required to raise the remainder of the funds needed for the $46 million facility. After a year and a half of fundraising, MSU and Gallatin College have reached their goal through contributions from Lone Mountain Land Company, a developer of the area around Big Sky, which committed $4 million to the project, an $11.25 million gift from the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, a $1 million contribution from an anonymous local industry partner, and $4.8 million from the Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation, the major philanthropic organization for the Washington Companies and the Washington family. The $46 million in public money and private grants will allow MSU to start construction of the on-campus facility for Gallatin College, MSU. Gallatin College's 24 programs have operated out of leased and donated space in five locations across Bozeman. The dedicated Gallatin College facility will be located in MSU's South Campus District along the east side of South 7th Avenue. Gallatin College has programs including transfer degrees, associates of applied science degrees, certificates of applied science, and more. Gallatin College MSU has been the university's fastest growing college for years, setting enrollment records semester after semester, including a record 1,100 students in fall 2024. It offers professional and workforce trade certificates and associate degrees. Despite its growth, the college has never had its own dedicated facility, the only two-year college in the state without one. The college collaborates with Montana industries and employers to build academic and training programs to meet the state's workforce needs. Its classes fill quickly, and several of its programs routinely maintain waiting lists due to limited capacity, a circumstance worsened by the lack of space, which will be solved with a dedicated Gallatin College building. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.